you know, Maywood Hayes Center has had a lot of great athletes go through the hallways and play on the gym floors and stuff like that. But this young lady right here has had a heck of a career. And 4 years, Reagan, was, do you feel like it was just a blur? I mean, did it go fast? Like, just because I remember you're just a freshman. Now you're graduated. I mean, it just went that fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it went really fast. Like, freshman year to senior year, it's all just one big memory now. So,
kind of wish some way. Are you ready to move on to college? Or you kind of wish, oh, if I just had one more year to do all this one more time?
I want to play it all again one more time, but it's time.
It's you graduated, got the diploma. Not going to allow you back in this school. And I'm sure watching the summer league and so being, you know, playing in that a couple of years really kind of eat you a little bit. But you got a chance to watch your mom, watch your sisters out there too.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to watch them today and miss it, but it's exciting to watch them play.
How about your senior year? I know coming back from the injury a little bit, was your senior year your favorite year, or which of the four really stood out and you say, oh gosh, I'll remember that the most?
Probably my senior year. It was like the year that everything was clicking with every single sport, and it just felt pretty good. So,
I remember a couple of years ago, of course, you know, I'm a track guy, love my track, and you kind of had something happen at state track meet a couple of years ago in that 800 that's pretty special.
Yes, in my sophomore year, I won the 800 at state track and got our school record, so that was pretty cool.
That school record is still there. It got broken, didn't it?
Yep, Addy broke it this year, so.
You knew you had a couple of pretty good half-milers on the way. It might stay up there for a year or two, but eventually it's probably going to be gone, right?
Yep, records are meant to be broken, so.
Yeah, good track season was. I mean, I just going back, you guys, a lot of meets, you know, conference meet, district meets, state meet. Yeah, you guys had a ball, didn't you?
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then state, we capitalized and got first in the 4x4 and the 4x8. And then I placed in the 400, too. So,
was that a surprise? I mean, sure, you're thinking, no way, I'm not surprised at all. But realistically, did you think going in, you know, I have a chance to just say if I get a seventh or eighth or a point or two, I'll be happy?
Well, I was coming in the slower heat of all three. And I was like, okay, I got to get first in my heat to have a chance at even placing in. I got first in my heat, and I ended up 8th place, so that was pretty cool.
Now, you've been part of those relays forever and a day. I mean, the 4x4 and 4x8 especially. Which of the two is your favorite? Do you have one that sticks out more than the other?
The 4x4, because it's the last race. It's faster, and it's just the most cheering at state track that anybody will ever have is during the 4x4.
Couldn't agree with you more. You bet. I mean, the 4x8's good. It's fun. It's the first event on the track compared to the last event on the track. And sometimes that 4x4 comes down. It makes a difference, like points and stuff like that, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So we were sitting 6th or 7th in points at state, and then we got bumped up to 4th at the end there. So that was pretty cool.
Basketball, of course, some great years of basketball. Well, I'm sure you get this question all the time. What was it like playing for your mom for 4 years?
It was pretty cool. And then I had my sister for 3 years too, and it was just really fun to play with my sister and have my mom as my coach. So,
you know, your parents didn't time it out very good. They could have waited, you know, one more year, and you know, Peyton could have had all three Stengel sisters playing at the same time.
Yeah, that would have been really cool, but oh well.
But you'll be cheering them on. I know you're going off to school, but from afar you'll be looking after and see what they're doing, aren't you?
Yes, yes, I will.
So, I'll throw this one out because Chris and Peyton are nowhere to be found right now. Which of the Stengel girls is the best athlete in the family?
Me, duh.
They're going to hear that. Thank goodness they're not here because they probably would disagree, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they'd probably disagree, but keeps everybody competitive in the family.
Exactly right. You had some great years in basketball. You competed with the group, that senior group, you know, with Alexi Wood and those guys. You were just coming in to school there, got a chance to play with those guys, and then they graduated, and you were kind of the leader after that, weren't you?
Yeah, so me, Aubrey, Kesley, and Ellie were then the leaders the next coming year as sophomores, mm-hmm. which was pretty cool to be like the person that people look up to. Mm-hmm. So,
and also you had to go through a little adjustment in classes. You guys had to go to a C2 type of deal, and that was a little change for the school, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a really big change when it came to sub-state games because we had to go clear to Homer, Nebraska, mm-hmm. and that was a 6-hour drive. And then our bus broke down at the end of that, so yeah. That was just a trip.
Actually, that happened for volleyball and basketball, where the trip clear across the state, wasn't it?
Yes. So we were at Oakland Craig, and then we went through Oakland Craig to get to Homer. So we knew it was going to be a ways.
That's what part of the format is, especially being in C2, when you don't have a lot of C2s, and that's just the way the state goes. But you had a lot of fun with, of course. Which is your favorite sport? I haven't asked you that. Basketball, track and field, or volleyball?
Track and field, because of all the golds at state, it just really showed off how much work we put into it.
And of course, volleyball. You dug volleyball too. Yeah, had some great years playing that too, didn't you?
Yeah, that was pretty fun to play. And then,
you bet. All right, I've asked your mom a couple of times, and you say you're kind of undecided on sports right now. Is it still kind of a you're thinking about it for basketball, track, or what's the? Am I gonna get the info out of you right now, or is it kind of a, I don't know right now?
I don't know. So, yeah.
The school year is going to begin here pretty soon, so you gotta, I guess, make a decision sometime, right?
Yeah, I gotta decide pretty soon, so.
But if you don't go sports, you're just content. Hey, I'm gonna go to school. What are you gonna be majoring again?
Major in radiology tech, so I'll go to Southeast and do that.
So is that something you've always wanted to do?
I just kind of found it this year, and it looked really nice and like appealing to do, and I thought it was something that I could see myself doing.
Sure. So. Is that some extra schooling after 4 years? Yeah, I'm trying to think if that you got to go extra.
So it's a 2-year, and then you can go and get your specialties in like ultrasound, X-ray, MRI, or CAT scan. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that sounds pretty cool. Even the less schooling, the better, huh?
Yeah.
Get out in the working world and see what you can do, right?
Yes.
You bet. Well, I'm sure you're going to miss this place in a big way when you have to leave here in a couple of months. I'm sure your mom and dad are not looking toward that trip of moving you down to school when that time happens.
Yeah, so we looked at the calendar, and I'm going to have to move in on the first day and the second day of high school. So,
oh, really?
We're going to have to figure that out.
Well, mom and dad will figure it out. We kind of had to go through the same thing. So we kind of know what you mean a little bit. But so many honors, so many awards, all conference, RPAC. That RPAC award from this past year for the West Division female, I do believe. That's pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was really cool. I wasn't expecting that. And it was just an honor to receive that. So.
I know, that kind of counts your academics and your athletics. And I know Evan and McKenzie kind of put a vote towards that. And hey, to vote you, they think you're pretty darn special, huh?
Yes, they do. And that's really nice to like see that.
Well, it's been fun watching you for 4 years. I know many of you out there listening would love to watch you for another couple of years in some college sports. But if not, hey, I had a good career. You know, I'm done and over with. I got bigger fish to fry, right?
Yes. We'll see how the first year goes. So.